podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Thanks for choosing this free Anfield Index podcast. If you'd prefer to listen to this or any of our other shows without adverts, then now's the time to check out Anfield Index Pro. With AI Pro, you can supercharge your entire listening experience. You'll not only get all of our podcasts without the ads, but you'll have them far faster with our quick publish feature available exclusively for subscribers. AI Pro also puts you in the heart of our sound studio, with an option to listen to many of our shows live and interact with the podcasters in real time as the shows are recording. Upgrading couldn't be easier. AI Pro is available on all popular podcast platforms, and we have our own apps for Apple and Android. Just head on over to AnfieldIndexPro.com and get started today.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Red, your lunchtime catch-up on all things Liverpool FC on a Friday on which we now know that we will not be in the Champions League next season. Manchester United beat Chelsea 4-1 last night in what was a very strange game, but who cares? 4-1, 3 points for United, and that's all that really matters as far as we're concerned. So United will be group stage fodder in the Champions League next season, and we will be in the Europa League, ourselves and Brighton confirmed into the Europa League. Jurgen has rambled on with some nonsense today about how European nights at Anfield are still a thing. It's just not the same, though, is it, really? Like, you know, you're not getting the same buzz from, I don't know, a group stage game with Ajax or Napoli as you will with a group stage game with some team from Kazakhstan. You're just not going to get the same type of atmosphere. It doesn't mean the same to the players. It doesn't mean the same to anybody. It's an embarrassment that Liverpool are in the Europa League next season. It really is. This season has been a catastrophic failure, and there's no other way to look at it. An unmitigated disaster, largely perpetrated by Jurgen Klopp. This is his fault. And he has a massive summer ahead of him and a massive season ahead of him next season. Because if he doesn't turn this around, he's going to have to go. Because that's two really, really poor seasons from three. And people can make all the excuses they want about injuries and luck and all the rest. Every other club has injuries. Liverpool's issue was never injuries. It was a lack of planning. It was a lack of ambition. It was the lack of willingness to turn the squad over. A lack of willingness to sit down with certain players and say, look, it hasn't worked out. It's time for you to leave. Naby Keita and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain leave this summer on free transfers. Two players that we spent £87 million on. £87 million. And we let them leave for free. Ginny Wijnaldum was allowed leave for free. Emre Can was allowed leave for free. Moreno, Lallana, all of these players were allowed leave for free. All of those players should have been pushed out the door a year earlier. Because why are you keeping them around if they're not going to sign a new deal or you're not going to give them a new deal? The only ones you could make real cases for allowing leave on a free, Bobby, because he deserved the right to choose when he left. Maybe Ginny, to be fair, for the same reasons. And Milner, because no one was going to buy him. But Milner should have left 3 years ago. Divock was allowed leave on a free. We could have got good money for Divock in the summer of 2019 after his exploits in the European Cup. Instead, we gave him a new deal. He didn't perform to it. And we just let him sit there, collect his wage, and we let him leave on a free. It's an absolutely abysmal way to run a business. It's an abysmal way to run a football club. It's the type of thing we would laugh at United for doing. Jurgen made other strange claims in his press conference today. He said that no player impressed him more this season than Fabio Carvalho. Now, I find that to be very strange. In fact, I will just go flat out and call that bullshit. Fabio Carvalho arrived in the summer for 5 million with some add-ons. Jurgen says he arrived with huge expectations. From who? Who had these huge expectations for him? Certainly not the fan base. Fan base just viewed him as another young player who might develop over time. Maybe Jurgen had huge expectations for him. Maybe. Up until the away defeat to Nottingham Forest, he had played in every league game, all 11 of them, bar Arsenal, where he was on the bench. He played against Rangers in the Champions League, played the full 90. And he looked like he was going to play a regular role. At that point, he played, I don't know, in and around 500, probably 400 minutes. In and around that. Since then, he's played 200 minutes in all competitions. Since the 22nd of October. And you were impressed by him? This is what happens when you're impressed by him, is that he gets 200 minutes. I wonder what would have happened if he hadn't been impressed by Fabio Carvalho. How few minutes would he have played then? And of those 200 minutes, 185 of them came in the domestic cups. Of those 200 minutes, only 8 of them have come since the 17th of January. 8 minutes since the 17th of January. He played 2 minutes away to Bournemouth and 6 minutes at home to Leicester. In between those, we played 9 games. He was on the bench and didn't come on for 5 of them. He wasn't even on the bench for 4 of them. Prior to that 2 minutes versus Bournemouth, he hadn't been seen in the league since the 12th of November, where he played 3 minutes against Southampton. So in the league, he's played 11 minutes since the 22nd of October. Just consider that for a second. He played 1 minute against Real Madrid. He got 3 minutes against Napoli. But this is someone he's been impressed by more than anybody else. Such utter horseshit. There is a piece here on This Is Anfield about Romeo Lavia. Young Henrald has put it together. It's a very good read. Give that a chance when you are scrolling their website. Jurgen Klopp named 6 youngsters who could be part of the squad for next season. I mean, maybe they'll get to play 9 minutes in a 6-month spell in the league. Ben Doak, Curtis Harvey, Carvalho, Connor Bradley, Luke Chambers, Owen Beck, Tyler Morton. Very, very strange. Very, very strange. None of them are going to play much of a role next year other than Curtis and Harvey, and Harvey will be used out of position. So, Jurgen Klopp not expecting early signings. Have the media not been telling us for months that he wants the business done early, and that's why loads of the groundwork has been done? Mo Salah came out last night on Twitter. I think on Instagram as well, but I saw it on Twitter. He did post it on Instagram, and he said, "I'm totally devastated. There is absolutely no excuse for this. We had everything we needed to make it to next year's Champions League, and we failed. We are Liverpool, and qualifying to the competition is the bare minimum. I'm sorry, but it's too soon for an uplifting or optimistic post. We let you and ourselves down. Do you know what? It was really nice to see a player come out and say that, because that's what real leadership looks like. Taking ownership of failure. That's what real leadership is. That's what someone setting the standards does. Letting people know, fourth, third, bare minimum. Bare minimum for this club. The standards have fallen into the toilet. Last season, we almost won a quadruple. But the key word is almost. What we actually did was win a cup double and finish second and lose a Champions League final. And for many years at this club, that would have been seen as a bad season. It would have been seen as failure to finish second and lose a European Cup final. But now, apparently, we're just all a bit spoiled because we think fourth should be the bare minimum. Now, because we don't want to become Wenger's Arsenal circa 06 to 2016 or whenever he left, now we're all spoiled. Oh, shite. Thankfully, we have Mo, who'll say it how it is. Latest Liverpool news. McAllister meeting. TYC Sports, who are an Argentinian outlet, have been the ones to claim, most notably, that, you know, we have an agreement with Alexis. Lanacian, who are also an Argentine outlet, I think, have said that the fee would be somewhere around, or the wages would be somewhere around 100 grand on a 5-year deal, and that the fee would be around 60 million. TYC had said around 70 million. I wouldn't be surprised if it's like 55 and add-ons to 70, something like that. Kelleher, Firmino, and two centre-back links. Ebola in Portugal have linked Inacio from Sporting again. And Kicker, which really is a sack of shit, have said that Benjamin Pavard is somebody that we might look at. Benjamin Pavard, to be fair, would suit a back three. He'd be a fine squad player. He hasn't kicked on at all since joining Bayern. It was really not the right move for him. Gareth Southgate has insisted Trent Alexander-Arnold has always been in his plans and hinted he could emulate his new hybrid role for England. Okay. Congratulations to Ranel Young. Young Liverpool winger who has signed his first pro contract with the club. Blackburn director of football Greg Broughton insists Tyler Morton was selected on merit, not because of any clause in their loan deal with Liverpool. There's been a fair bit of reporting that it was because of the clause, or because of a clause, because they would have had to pay significantly more for the loan if he wasn't playing. But who knows? Liverpool youngster pulls off world-leading feat in breakthrough season. Okay, so this is Connor Bradley. So Connor Bradley this season has played 4,723 minutes, which is the most for any teenager in world football this year. About 100 minutes more than Zeno Dabast of Anderlecht. 250 or so higher than Antonio Silva of Benfica. 400 more than Jude Bellingham. 480 more than Alex Scott. No teenager made more appearances than Bradley either. Although Andy Diouf, who's a really promising young player at Basel on loan from Rennes, he played 58 games this season, but he turned 20 before the 58th. Only Alisson played more minutes from players owned by Liverpool this season. Bradley was 48th in terms of minutes played across all age groups. 43rd in terms of minutes across all age groups. 28th when it came to outfielders. And he still has two games left because Northern Ireland will play Denmark on June 16th and Kazakhstan on June 19th. And the season doesn't officially end till June the 30th. That's a fairly impressive dig from that kid to play that many minutes, given it's his first real season. You'd hope it doesn't have any knock-on effects down the line, but he was flying at the end of the season, so seems to be in good shape. Liverpool misses out on 93 million prize pot, but Europa League offers one overlooked financial boost. Steven Gerrard names star more talented than him as Liverpool knows one part of evolution. If this is about Curtis Jones, I'm just going to have to say that Stevie has been hitting the saucers. It is about Curtis Jones. Curtis is more talented than me in terms of technique. No, he's not. In terms of dribbling ability, maybe. In terms of close control, definitely not. In terms of manipulating the ball, definitely not. He's a different type of player to me in that I was more of a runner, a passer. Curtis is more of an individual. That's probably fair. You were quite the individual yourself, though, Mr. Gerrard. And Curtis Jones is not more talented than you, not even by a lot. And I like Curtis, but that's just an ex-player trying to be really nice to a current player. There's no way Steven Gerrard actually believes that that's the truth. Liverpool interrupted Spurs' master plan as Daniel Levy returns to FSG Blueprint. I assume this is when we hired Ian Graham away from them. Harry Kane offered to Real Madrid in surprise swap deal as departing Liverpool star approached. What is this garbage? Harry Kane. So this is according to some dreadful outlet, some Spanish radio station. Spurs allegedly offered Kane to Real for Eden Hazard plus cash. If anyone believes that, they would want their head examined. Bobby Firmino has been approached by AC Milan. Bobby would look good in the AC Milan red and black, without question. Liverpool to get significant funds as 10 million FSG investment benched amid LeBron James. Surprise. Yeah, I assume that is to do with Ian Graham. I can't be arsed reading through it, though. Liverpool can forget Mason Mount as scouts just watched cheaper transfer alternative. The player I saw in the picture is Dominic Szoboszlai, who's not only cheaper than Mason Mount, he is also significantly better than Mason Mount and more suited to the role that we seem to want to play him in. Liverpool 87 million transfer target holds meeting as talks advances. Fabinho says the squad is surprised. The talks are with Alexis, and Fabinho says that Liverpool's squad was surprised that Firmino left the club. Okay. Liverpool has cut price Mount alternative, as 50 million star can take Cody Gakpo path. Is this Ergun Kaku? No, Mohamed Kudus. Mohamed Kudus. Definitely wouldn't be against the idea. I think he could also be a great backup for Mo. I think he could fill that role quite well. That's about all there is there. There's a few other bits and bobs you can have a quick glance at when you have time. Liverpool's financial outlook, stable despite Champions League exit. That is put together by Mo. There's a scouting report on Benji Pavard from Dave Davis. Stephen Smith has written about Trent. Sam Thompson, is it Thompson? Yeah, Sam Thompson has put together a piece about Fabinho. And then Tony Evans' weekly piece is up. FSG need to step up to the plate. It's a good read. He's also had a little bit of a comment there about Mason Mount and drawing comparison to the Lou Macari situation back in the 70s. And then he talks about Istanbul. So all of that is there. Do check all of that out when you get a chance. Podcast-wise, the new Scouted is up. Scouser Tommy's is up. I assume there's a Rival Recon coming today or tomorrow. I know Harry was looking for a guest, so I assume there'll be something. And we'll have a bunch more. This weekend we'll have Raw, we'll have the Nina Show. So do check those out. Mulby on the Spot is coming tonight, so you have that one to look forward to as well. And that will do. Thank you all for listening. I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this Anfield Index show. Please be sure to subscribe to our channel so future podcasts find their way to your device automatically. There's nothing quite like fan engagement, and we'd love to know what you think of anything discussed on this show. The best way to get in touch is over on our free Discord community, where both podcasters and listeners debate the hottest LFC topics 24/7. Sign up free now at anfieldindex.com/Discord. You won't regret it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Anfield Index and find us on Facebook by searching for Anfield Index. Oh, and before you go, we'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favourite podcast app. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it means the world to the people who create these free shows.
Sports Social Podcast Network.